I was running until I wasn't. My hospital stay would have cost nearly $48,000, even with insurance. But with VA, I'll pay zero. And VA is the best, most affordable healthcare in America for veterans like me. Knowing that my family is waiting at home and a surprise medical bill isn't, that's good for my heart. My service was then, my benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders. And indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this
17th.
Yeah, you see, there you go. You just heard from 84 pounds of Little Lisa. There
you
go. Good
evening, everyone.
Good evening, Little Lisa. Get back there in the booth and keep an eye on those guys. Pastors, mighty men back in the booth out there. You got Randy. You've got, who else is back there? Well, we got Frank and Eric. And so they're back in the booth. And then our producer tonight, none other. He does it with style. Style!
And good evening, Pastor.
There you go for the whole time. And remember, Joe's not used to what a lot of people, young people, are thinking about. So if you, you know, when you have the opportunity, go ahead and just jump in there now. And then we have Way Out Yonder. Yes, sir. The Missouri legend, the Parson Joe Larson.
You mean the one who's not in touch with all my grandchildren?
Your grandchildren, I know already. Well, we have we missed her for a long time. She hasn't been around, and we missed her. Boy, I'm going to tell you, Wendy and I have been taking, and you, Joe, the three of us have been taking turns being sick, huh? But well, Wendy's been injured with her eyes, but anyhow, she's back. Praise the good Lord, and she can see too. Not only that, she just pledged.
Wonderful. Hi, Wendy.
Yeah, she pledged.
Hey, Pastor Joe.
$421. Thank you, Wendy.
Yeah,
all right. Pleasure. Boy, we have a lot to talk about tonight. We had, Wendy, you pledged earlier in this week. This is your second pledge this week. $800. So we're going to ask the folks out there to match Wendy, if we can get anyone to match Wendy's $400 or to match her $800 that she pledged earlier. And we just had another pledge from Anonymous of $200 from Ohio. So thank you, thank you. Phone lines are open at 888-281-1110. It's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. So we're going to get into the message. Joe, you remember the title of the message?
Can you feel it in the air?
Yep, you can feel it in the air. And Wendy, what we've been talking about is signs of the end times. So we started out in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and talking about the moral decline, one of the signs. And we started there because that date's the closest date to the Lord's return, where it talks about in the last days, in the last days. In other places in the Bible, it will tell you in end times or later times, but here it tells you the very last days. So we took a look at the immorality of today, especially of the young people today. We talked about, you know, here how the ACLU is pushing so hard to try to legalize pedophilia. They want to you know, this is a horrible thing. How this thing, all of this transgender movement here. We talked about the open marriages, the perversion, the open marriages, how, you know, they're all ending up, over 90% end in divorce fairly quickly. We talked about cuckolding, yeah, of the men today. You know, men are supposed to be the heads of their houses, supposed to, you know, again, be able to say, yes, this is what we're going to do, and discussion's over with. We're gonna hold to God's word, the Bible. And well, men aren't doing that today. They're giving in to the pressure in society, and they're calling, you know, cuckolding, where they're allowing women to rule the roost. And then we talked about, we showed different beaches like Daytona and some of the different beaches around, and we showed how the women are almost naked. They're almost naked on these beaches. And when asked some of their husbands, when they interviews, why do you, doesn't that bother you, your wife going that way? And they said, well, yeah, but everybody's doing it. They're saying it's the trend. And, you know, and then they interviewed one fellow, and he said his wife asked for her birthday, when he asked her what she wanted to go topless. So we see this is a trending of immorality, you know, trending downward. And we see all of that. Joe, you have some commentary on that too, don't you?
Yep. After we get through the Bible study, I've got, I want to run some headlines that I found just in the last 2 days that validate everything you are saying.
Well, you know, there's an old saying, sometimes I'd rather be ugly than sick. And you know, after the last 3 weeks, I agree with that. But Wendy, we were watching what we were talking about, these women wearing those, and I forget what you call those things again, where they're hardly a bottom piece at all. What do they call those?
Thongs.
Thongs, yeah, wearing. But here's the thing, Wendy. We're not talking about just pretty young women. Some of these women were out there, well, they're my age, and I'm going to tell you something. I think Joe would look better in a bikini than some of these women out there. And I wouldn't do that. I mean, it's really not funny. I shouldn't be laughing, but we're looking at this, and you ask yourself, where in the world? Where's their head?
You know, where's the modesty, right? Yeah.
Yeah, there is no
sense too. Modesty and common sense. Yeah. Well, you've got Martha Stewart running around out there taking pictures in nightgown, taking selfies, and you know, a lot of these older women now are posing naked and topless on the internet and trying to get attention. You know, showing age isn't a thing, and it just, everything's going crazy, Wendy.
I didn't know it. I just was talking to one of the other pastors at another show, and discussing what we were talking about, and he said Dolly Parton had an open marriage. I didn't even know she was married.
Yeah. But, her childhood sweetheart, they got married, but he was a country boy, wanted to work on the farm, and so I guess they made some kind of arrangement. It's been that way pretty secret till the last few years. I guess she let it out.
Well, I've never seen him in the public eye, really, with her, you know.
Well, she's bragged now that she's had a lot of affairs, slept with a lot of different people, and kind of really ruined her image. Everybody thought she was a pretty good person, and she kind of laid that to rest.
Well, I mean, that's the way it's going in society. So we started out there and looking at the immorality. This is one of the signs, a very close sign of end times. Now, we're going to pick it up tonight over in Matthew chapter 24. And let me just read starting with verse 3. But I got to get the numbers out. This is pledge night, folks. We got to hear from you. It is pledge night. And I got to just tell you, our first two nights, we have not done that well the first two nights. But, you know, I can tell you this. We're not going to let it discourage us. You see, after 50 years of fighting, you learn you win some and you lose some. And you learn that you have to learn to be, to abound, and you have to learn to be abased. In other words, you know, when you're up and you feel good, and you're healthy and you're running to this fight, and that's great. But sometimes you got to fight the fight even when you don't feel good, even when things aren't good, even when you don't have all the supplies you need. You know, it's like when George Washington crossed the Potomac, you know, they didn't, you know, when they left bloody footprints in the snow. This is what Hebrews chapter 11 talks about, the heroes of the faith. So we're not going to get discouraged, and we would pray that things would be better, but we definitely need to hear from you.
It would be God's will, right, Pastor?
Yeah, well, right, Joe. We have, you know, we're being tested, and we have a fight to fight. God has sent us out, and He sent us out, and we're going to give it our very best to the very end. And so, again, with that, the numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Verse 3, read verse 3, Joe.
And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?
Okay, that word world there actually is age, or aegeon, which
right.
means... which is referring to the end of the age, which will, at that time, they were in the fifth dispensation period, which was the time of law when this was being said. Then the age that he's referring to, the end of the age would be the church age, which is the sixth dispensation, is when the Lord Jesus returns. And so, well, the rapture of the church takes place. That's what ushers in the tribulation period, or the end of the church age. Go ahead, read the next verse.
And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. Those are some of the most powerful words I think Christ spoke, because for years we've talked about the different isms and all the different things going on, and everything that is not Christ is Antichrist, and that was what he said, Take heed that no man deceive you. God did not create all those isms out there, did he?
Right. So, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. So, now, we've seen in our time, if we go back, you know, 20, 30 years, we've seen, remember Farrakhan, Calypso Louis? He came, he was the Messiah, you know?
Yeah.
Remember Sung Young Moon, I heard? Him say he was the Messiah. And then, remember Lord Maitreya? He was the Benjamin Krim, and that he was the Messiah. But, Louis changed. Louis Farrakhan went from him being the Messiah, he let Obama be the Messiah, okay?
Right.
So remember, when I heard Louis Farrakhan say, when Obama speak, Messiah speak, okay?
Speaks, exactly.
And so and then you got Obama. Remember Obama said, I am the one. Remember that?
Sure do. I am, the way he said it too, I am the one you've been waiting for. I am the one I've been waiting for.
A little esoteric message there, huh?
Yeah, big esoteric message. Not a little one, but a giant one.
Now you have someone, too, who's been gotten herself in some trouble, especially with these missing children, and it's Oprah. Oprah, she said she is the source of salvation, of her salvation. Okay.
Exactly, which makes her God. But she said she tried to explain we're all the source of our own salvation, which is the biggest lie out there. There's only one source of salvation, and that is the Savior, Jesus Christ.
Well, Obama said that Christ was a Savior, but he was only one of many Saviors.
Golly.
All right, Rose in New York pledges 50. Thank you, Rose. Jean in Ohio pledges 300. Thank you, Jean. And so, so all of these, the Christ, the word Christ, now, he's not saying that they're going to come calling themselves Jesus. He's saying they will call themselves the Christ, which means the Messiah, the Deliverer.
Right, the Deliverer, the Savior. Yeah, they're all kind of hedging on that, but trying to claim, in a way, deity.
All righty. And so he goes on to say, and we shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Have we been hearing about wars and rumors of wars lately?
Yeah, I'd say sort of.
Well,
unfortunately, we've had some big wars, but now we're hearing lots and lots of we have several wars going on and lots of rumors of more to come.
All right, so you've got the nation of Israel completely surrounded, by her enemies over there. Now, the Bible says right at the end times, right at the very end, every nation will turn against Israel. Now, here on the surface in America, Obama Biden on the surface is pretending to be supporting Israel. And what's happening now, he doesn't know what he's doing because within his own White House, the staffers in the White House are protesting support of Israel. You saw what happened. They marched on the White House last Saturday. You had an insurrection, but they wouldn't call it that, would they? No, not the fake news media. And so this is the only time. And by the way, on the surface, he said he's supporting. Below the surface, he pumped out about $6 million, made it available to Iran. What do you think Iran's doing with that money?
No, I know what they're doing with that money. There were 350 to 450 miles of tunnels under Gaza. The Houthis have all of these missiles that they're firing. They didn't have any technology prior to Iran. They're all Iranian-supplied missiles. So we know what they've done with the money. Everybody said, Biden said, we gave some money to Iran, but they were going to use it for humanitarian purposes. Well, money's fungible. If you give somebody $1 million, they can feed the hungry and their family, and then the money that they would have had to spend, they can use to buy weapons with. So, I mean, it's just a big joke, play on words, and a big lie.
All right, very good. Nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, but it shall be, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. Well, right now, famine is greater than it's ever been, How many people do you think know that out there? How often is that even spoken of by the fake news media?
It's never spoken of. We talked about the children working in those mines to get the stuff for the batteries. All of a sudden, I can't think of the word, the lithium. And those people were starving. These little children were having to work at a lithium mine just using their bare hands to get enough to eat for the day.
Just for that one day,
and there were hundreds of thousands working in that one mine. It's incredible, but you never hear it talked about.
Suppose that because we have to go to electric cars. And remember, Harari said that there's too many people here already. And
exactly.
Bill Gates is
have to get rid of them.
Right, and this is just another way of depopulating the planet, right?
Exactly.
Okay, John in Minnesota pledges 77. Thank you, John.
folks. We've had a lot of earthquakes, and we've had volcanoes coming up in the northern, where is it, which?
You just had recently in Korea, you just had an earthquake.
Korea, and there's one in, was it Norway or one of those, Iceland.
Yeah.
Because there are big earthquakes, and right after the earthquakes, we have volcanoes now spilling all over.
So you just had a small earthquake in Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's right.
I think it was a 4 or 5 on the Richter scale, but anyhow. But no, their earthquakes are up, and they're happening all over the world. Every day there's earthquakes someplace, okay? And that's going to increase, isn't it?
Yep, that's what God said, so it will be increasing.
And so, all right, so we have enough wars, we have enough rumors of wars, but let's go back to the wars here for a minute. All right, so this is the first time in history when all of the nations are turning against Israel. The United States will soon turn against Israel. Obama will.
Well, Biden, behind the scenes, has been telling them they've got to cut back, they've got to stop the attack, they've got to cut back on their missiles and blah, blah. I mean, he's forcing them to, you know, he wants a two-state solution. He's going to try and force that no matter what. He's making them back off, you know, threat of no money, no support, no help. And when you're surrounded by all those enemies, and then Iran is just about right on the cusp of getting the nuclear weapons, and Israel's panicked about that because all Iran has to do is give it to some crazy people like the Houthis and have them fire a missile somewhere, and we have a world in total chaos, don't we?
Okay, but where is Israel's worst, most dangerous enemy? Where are they at?
Probably within.
You're absolutely right. Just like here in America.
Just like here, yeah.
It's not China or Russia. I mean, there are enemies, but the worst enemy is right here, the Democratic Communist Party. They're here. They
exactly.
Walk among us.
The ones that people don't see as the enemy. We've been trying to tell people there's a revolution taking place.
Yeah.
And it's a communist revolution. You're watching it happen, and if you're just watching and not fighting against it, we're going to lose.
In Israel, the same thing is happening.
They're going after Netanyahu,
okay.
Right? Just like they're going after Trump.
Who was it that really put a hurt on a lot of the young Israeli soldiers, the male soldiers? Called myocarditis. Wendy, you know all about that, right?
Yeah, from the poison poke itself, yep.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
They went all out with those young guys, and now they're reaping, they're feeling the effects, aren't they?
Right.
And so, anyhow, so one of the things that we talk about here is not spoken of. There's a mindset amongst the people out there, those in the church, and I'm talking about the actual church. The mindset is some think Israel could do no wrong, others think Israel could do no right. There's growing anti-Israel and, of course, anti-Christian sentiment that's growing, and we knew this is a sign of the end time. But here, and this is important to try to understand, Israel, like the United States, has become a very wicked nation. Like the United States, and we stand in the shadow of a holy, a just, and an angry God. A holy, just, and angry God must punish sin. And when it comes to things, Israel, again, when it comes to abortion, even worse, the United States, when it comes to prostitution and sodomy, you know, and one of the things, and this is why, and I talk about some of those within the church are really angry, like they want to destroy Israel to the very last. And the Bible says this. This is something that people should try to understand, you see, because I've been studying it for a long time. I've found out God means exactly what he says.
Exactly what he says, yes.
So he's saying this, that he will judge Israel, that vengeance, when it comes to Israel, vengeance is his. He will judge Israel to leave Israel alone. Now, those people that come to curse Israel, God will curse, okay? And so, is God capable of punishing a just punishment on the nation of Israel?
He sure is. It's his people, his chosen people. And that, well, was the, you just mentioned Obadiah, I think it's verse 15. For the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen. As thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee. Thy reward shall return upon thine own head. He's talking about, as you do unto Israel, so it shall be done unto you.
Right, so
God keeps his promises, and that's a pretty strong promise.
He does. And so, as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to leave Israel's chastisement up to God.
That's what he says. We're
yeah.
supposed to obey him, right?
Absolutely. 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673, and we'll be back right after this.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most some city schoolyards, when bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take America. The bad guy.
We must take America back. That's what this radio program is all about. Taking America back to one nation under God. Just the way God gave it to us, we want to bring them back to him. And I hope to see one more time in my life revival come to America. Anyhow, Beverly of Michigan pledges 300. Thank you, Beverly. The number is 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And every time we have Wendy on here, she always just amazes us with things you won't hear anywhere else and information that the fake news media and the Communist Party, the Antichrist system, does not want us to have. And so, Wendy, lay it on them. Wendy, are you there? What happened to Wendy?
I can hear her.
Okay, are you there, Wendy?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know where I went. I'm sorry you couldn't hear me. I thought we'd talk about the global IQ, because when I dove into this topic, I found things, well, I wasn't surprised, but in a way I was surprised I found science admitting to it. Okay.
You're not saying globalist IQ, because I have doubts whether the globalists have an IQ.
No, I just mean IQ overall.
All right, I
got you. So when I was researching how the intelligence quotient is looking in, today, I compared it to previous generations. And initially I found some mixed bag of reports from science, but I concluded a lot of that, majority of those reports, could have been fluff pieces and not so accurate, but a few remaining reports had some supporting data showing man's IQ globally has not made any gains or remained steady, but has actually decreased. Now, some people would argue, how is that possible with all the modern technology, including artificial intelligence? Well, intellect and intelligence are very different. Intellect is removed from emotion, and knowledge means nothing without truth. So for without it, you know, there's really no real understanding. So what could be influencing the intelligence of our human race? Well, some of the reports allege this, Pastor. Environmental changes, lead gasoline from cars, and mercury in tuna. While some of those elements may contribute, the underdeveloped nations of the world are also showing lower IQs. So I wanted to find out what else research is saying about man's modern-day IQ. Well, we came upon a report of heavy metals, especially in children. So the likelihood that too many metals in the body can accumulate may be one of the strongest arguments for lowering IQ. Now, the Journal of Environmental Health Perspectives had this report to say. This is a Mount Sinai study. They said the research found the IQ losses linked to mercury range from one-fifth of an IQ point to as much as 24 points. About 4% of babies, or about 180,000, are born each year with blood mercury levels between 7.13 and 15 micrograms per liter. So how do you suppose the babies got that? This is Mount Sinai's Children's Hospital. They said the lower IQ levels are linked to mercury exposure in the womb, and it costs the United States $8.7 billion a year in lost earning potential. They went on to say, we combined a number of previous studies to determine hundreds of thousands of babies are born every year with lower IQ associated with mercury exposure. So where have these reports been? You know, I'm saying, so the term, remember the term dumbing down? You've mentioned it before. It's been kind of published to describe Americans, especially students in the public schools. But one may ask, why science kind of radically changed, I guess is the way to put it. In their medical textbooks, the practice in the 1960s, it said absolutely vaccines for pregnant women were definitely not to be used. And then they changed their mind, and now they're saying, absolutely, we need to vaccinate pregnant women. Now, the research that I've been reading shows that the metals in your vaccines affect the babies. Scientific research is showing children have their intelligence reduced with each of these treatments. And as I've been reporting, vaccines tend to mess you up in your weakest genetic area. Therefore, not everyone has the same outcome from a vaccine. Now, this is Dr. Peter McCaffrey. He's a scientist at the University of Massachusetts Medical School. He says some people are not going to be affected by mercury, and some people are, just based on their genetic disposition. So according to our Environmental Protection Agency, they estimate that about 8% of American women of childbearing age have enough mercury in their blood to put a fetus at great risk. This is medical doctor Leonardo Transde. He's a pediatrician at Mount Sinai. He said, we estimated that between 316,588 and 637,233 U.S. children are born each year with umbilical cord blood mercury levels linked to IQ loss. Blood mercury levels between 7.13 and 15 micrograms per liter cause IQ loss of 1.6 points, end of quote. I came across more studies. This is a 2019 study at Huaxin, China. They found that even low-impact levels of mercury from eating rice can lower IQ 9 points in children. That cost their nation an estimated $69.8 million a year in lost earning potential. And, I mean, the list just goes on. These were a group of PhDs. They wrote a report, and the report was a publication of low mercury levels and childhood intelligence. They said the decreased IQ and sub-test scores may be functional evidence of low-level mercury-induced neurological damage. It is also important to reiterate that the mean mercury level of the subjects fell well within the normal accepted range of exposure or toxicity to heavy metals. So the subtle subclinician effects of mercury on children are not completely understood. The developing central nervous system is especially vulnerable to mercury toxicity, and future studies should examine the specifications of mercury exposure in the young and even older children to determine adverse development. So the peer review, the Charitable Trust, March 2005, did a report on mercury and the developing brain. They said children are most vulnerable to mercury exposure, whether exposed in utero or as young children. Mercury affects the developing brain, causing neurological problems that manifest themselves as vision and hearing difficulties, delays in development of motor skills and language acquisition, as well as later lower IQ points, problems with memory, and attention deficits. Now, you've heard of attention deficit disorder, right, Pastor?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so this is the effects of the heavy metals in the vaccines. So these developmental defects, they say, may translate into a wide range of learning difficulties once children are in school. But here's the scientific argument. They say science states that the environmental mercury, methylmercury, and the mercury found in vaccines, such as in your influenza shots, are called ethylmethylmercury or thermosol. And they say they're not the same. And we're told that ethylmercury in vaccines has been processed or broken down to allow the human body to excrete it more rapidly, making it less likely to accumulate in the body causing harm. So notice the term less likely.
I was just going to jump in and say that. Notice very carefully those terms, less likely. It just strikes you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it smacks your face, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, most of that type of research on thermosol was published by the pharmaceutical companies that are invested in vaccine manufacturing. So I'm asking myself, what is the real research telling us about the effects of injected mercury that is found in many vaccines and with continued doses, particularly for pregnant women, babies, and children? Does the body eliminate it quickly, causing no ill effect? Well, the Journal of Trace Elements in Medicine and Biology, September 2018, and also the Journal of Toxicology, December 2004, said this. The total mercury in the blood, kidney, and brain, when compared to those obtaining it from an intramuscular injection, the levels were checked after 24 hours and then post 7 days. The mercury concentrations at 7 days post-dosing were significantly decreased in the blood, while concentrations within the brain and the kidneys remain relatively constant. Therefore, the ethyl mercury products and our various deleterious effects on organs, they said, and systems. So you're affected by the mercury. It remains in the brain and the kidneys. And this could be also an explanation for a lot of problems the kidneys the kids have with their kidneys and diabetes, childhood diabetes. So the drug companies pretty much are lying to everybody.
Oh, boy, are they.
Yeah, so the mercury in vaccines is toxic to humans no matter how low the level is and how low the doses may be. And there are also a number of studies that state it also is the contributing factor to autism. Here's a publication, the Journal of Trace Elements in Medicine and Biology, September 2016. They say mercury causes autoimmune activation, oxidative stress, neuroinflammation, neurological damage, and loss of neurological conductivity. These are direct effects from mercury exposure in addition to autism symptom severity, which correlates with the neurological damage and the neurological loss of conductivity. In addition, autism symptoms of severity also correlate with mercury levels, which in turn correlate with autoimmune activation, oxidative stress levels, and neuroinflammation biomarkers.
I got to jump in for a minute and give these numbers out, Wendy. It's 888-281-1110. That's the number you use for, especially for credit cards. That's 888-281-1110. Also, 888-677-9673. Again, we really need to hear from you. We really do. And do you know what, Wendy? That heavy metal and music drastically lowers the IQ.
Yeah. I mean, in this Journal of Trace Elements that I'm mentioning here, I was astonished. They had images of brain tissue neurons, dendrites. Okay. So these are the elements that help the brain think. So your brain has a level of electricity in it, and so when you're thinking, your thoughts will jump from one dendrite to another through the synapse. There's like a little, it's sort of like jumping the pond, if you will. And when you have mercury exposure, it shortens the dendrites. So this is, I saw it clearly as day when I was looking at these slides that they had in their report. Mercury shortens the dendrites, and this is what's causing pretty much autism, which is brain damage. And science is really not done poisoning people, though, Pastor, and they are also adding aluminum in your vaccines, but they call them adjuvants. The largest aluminum manufacturer in the world is based in China. In the scientific community, they're does not seem to be too much concern about heavy metals being injected into people all around the world. So biostatistician, he wrote a report, a publication he titled, "The Literature on Aluminum Adjuvants is Very Suspicious," is the title, July 2023. He said the science on this topic is surprisingly negligent. Aluminum is a known neurotoxin, and it's disastrous in small concentrations in your brain. So the obvious follow-up question is the amount accumulating from childhood vaccines even so small as to be irrelevant? Unfortunately, aluminum has not undergone any rigorous safety testing for cumulative cognitive effect. The fact that I could not find a convincing answer is a multi-decade policy failure, end of quote. So aluminum also kind of wrecks the human brain. Various symptoms, if you had too much aluminum, you have a decrease in visual memory, you have lower vocabulary scores. They call it paramorbid intelligence. Also, they have a decline in attention deficit disorders as the result, frontal lobe malfunction, and other neurodegenerative measures. So medical science is telling us to watch out. Don't, you know, eat too much tuna. They get, you know, the mercury in your tuna. Don't eat too much fish that is polluted with tuna. And the facts are, you know, clear that the people are intentionally being polluted with heavy metals, and these neurological substances are affecting their IQ, and it's coming from your vaccines, but they're promoted as a protective treatment against disease. So these neurotoxins are also cited to cause dyslexia as well as various other conditions.
All right, very good. And, Joe, don't ever let your dendrites be shortened. Remember that.
Well, real quick, two more quotes. This is National Library of Medicine, Center for Biotechnology, December 2019. They say, over the past three decades, a number of studies have suggested a pathological role of inorganic mercury as being one of the causes of Alzheimer's disease. This is underlined by the fact that mercury is 10 times more toxic to neurons than lead, which is another neurotoxin. So what do the elderly get in nursing homes, and even if they're going to see their doctor? They're getting flu shots.
Right. And now, and I see the CDC now is complaining. They're crying the blues, saying they don't understand why less than 40%, only 38% of the people are getting the flu shot. And they don't understand why people don't trust the government. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I'm looking at a Norway study. This is Norway University. They had an interesting perspective. They said Norwegian researchers analyzed the IQ scores of Norwegian men born between 1962 and 1991, and they found the scores increased by 3 percentage points each by each decade for those born between 62 and 75. But then they saw a steady decline among those born after 1975, and that's because they changed the serums. So in the 60s and early 70s, when you went to get vaccines, they were single serums, like you got a pertussis or you got a, a diphtheria or a tetanus shot, but they weren't all combined.
Now they call it cocktails, huh?
Yeah, so once they combined them all into one vaccine, you got a lot of neurological effect. And I've read journal writings from country doctors that noticed that too.
Let me jump in for a minute. Lewis in Michigan pledges 300, and Carmen in Connecticut pledges 125, and Greg in Illinois pledges 50. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Wow.
888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Go ahead, Wendy.
Well, I mean, I just think that was just an interesting perspective of, you know, things changed, and the country doctors noticed it too. One doctor said that there is a neurological assault from a vaccination of that caliber. He says he's looked at children who were vaccinated and unvaccinated, and he says the ones that are vaccinated, the corners of their eyes droop. So there is a neurological assault after a vaccination. I think it was a German scientist. He wrote a report. He was studying sudden infant death syndrome, and he was autopsying children, and he saw in the brain, he said, there's the neurological center where these vaccines can attack the infant. He says it appears to be a stroke, but he says it also looks like shaken baby syndrome, like somebody picked up the kid and shook it. He says, but it's really the vaccines causing a stroke that happens to be housed in the center of the brain, or the part of the brain that regulates breathing while the infant's sleeping. So this is where that just shuts down and the child suffocates in its sleep. But then, you know, if you're not skilled at looking at the differences, coroners will say the kid was shaken, and then the authorities arrest the parents for killing their kid, but it was really the vaccine.
We had actually some cases of that some years ago here, mm-hmm. where we had people contact me And they were accused of that, and it turned out that they were innocent, but they were going to be prosecuted for that.
Right.
Alrighty, folks, Apothecary Herbs, the best products on the market. That's right. That's what Wendy has. And you can get her catalog by going to thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, or you can call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. What do you think, Wendy?
Well, thank you. Yeah, we're having a New Year's sale, so it's right now it's 20% off, and details are on our website, or they can simply call. You can place orders over the phone through your mail order catalog form or through the website.
All right. Would right now be a good time, especially to get your pandemic kit?
It's always a good time to stock up on things that you may need for the unexpected, especially. And you know what? God has built into a lot of his herbs some inhibitors for some of these really scary type of pathogens, like gentian root has an inhibitor to hemorrhagic fevers like Ebola. Pitcher's plant has an inhibitor to smallpox, and this has all been scientifically proven that those herbs work, and it really blew the scientists' mind. And then your thyme tincture has an inhibitor to tuberculosis. So you're not without, you know, defense. You know, God's provided herbs here for the service of man, the healing of the nations, and we all know God can't lie.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, okay?
Yeah.
And think before you answer, because it could be deep, right?
Deep, okay.
Did God know that we would have mad scientists like Fauci and people at Pfizer? Did God know about that long before they even were here, that they would come up with these bioweapons to kill off his people? And did he have us prepared?
Deuteronomy.
Pardon?
Yeah. I think it's in Deuteronomy. Isn't that the book where Moses is talking to Israel before he...
I think it's Deuteronomy 28 or 29, right?
20. Yeah. So yeah. He's telling them, you know, obey and you'll be blessed. And if you disobey, you'll be cursed. And the curses, he lists them. And if you look at them, he's talking about the plagues of Egypt, which Israel was terrified of.
And then he said, and some you haven't heard of yet, huh?
Yeah, and then there'll be plagues that are not listed of in this book.
Right.
And so, yeah, so those are the modern plagues, that the man-made ones. Yeah.
So do you think that God had prepared his natural herbs to boost our immune system, the herbs that you sell? God had already prepared for this to battle, use these, because a strong immune system is the best defense we have against Big Pharma, against Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson, and now the Pentagon, is it not?
Right. I mean, there's been research articles on people who get subsequent flu shots year after year, their immune system gets weaker and weaker. So which really suggests, and I've read a bunch of articles from science on it, it weakens, and vaccines, you know, really are detrimental to your immune system health.
Well, check this out. You know, in 2019, the average age of an American man was 77 years. Today, the average age is 73 years. So
right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've lost 4 years, right?
Yeah, I know, and science keeps saying due to what they've done for mankind, that, you know, we're living longer. But my question is, okay, so maybe we're living into our 80s or 90s, but is it quality of life?
No, the age, they've dropped. And it was back in 2019, it was 77. Today is 73.
Yeah.
We've lost 4 years.
Yeah. Well, I don't doubt it. I really don't. I mean, look what they're doing to the food. They're just changing the food, and the GMOs are very bad. They cause a lot of inflammatory type diseases, and if you read journal articles like I do from science, you
hang
know.
Tight, Wendy, we're coming up to a hard break. Stay right there for just a minute, and we will be back right after this with a whole lot more. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org.
That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.